Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fan Hotline is presented by Nemacol. And around every corner, Nemacol increased real-life magic for guests. Found one of the few Steelers insiders that made the trek to L.A. to watch the Steelers lose a nail-biter, 41-37 to the Chargers, an exciting fourth quarter. Ray Fittipaldo, Post-Gazette with us. Ray, you have a unique vantage point that we didn't have. You were in the stadium, so that allows you to maybe see things differently than the rest of us who watched on TV. Did you find silver linings in Devin Bush's performance being there? You're able to see things, a different look at it. Did Devin Bush play better than he's getting credit for today?
No, guys, not from what I saw. I mean, it was glaring. His mistakes in coverage. I mean, he's not able to keep up with guys like Austin Eckler. And when they tried to match him up on tight ends, he wasn't very good in that way. So I have since seen some run game clips where he wasn't much better, but that was not one of Devin Bush's better games. And I guess that's becoming a trend because I know he's been a topic lately, and it hasn't been very good.
Ray, have you noticed in concert with him not being very good of late that over the last couple games, teams have targeted him more and more as far as we're going to run the ball at him, we're definitely going to try to throw the ball to whoever he's covering? Is that a trend you're noticing?
Yeah, I mean, whenever you got a guy like Austin Eckler who's very twitchy and knows how to get open, yeah, that's a matchup you want to exploit for sure. Quite honestly, if I was the Chargers, I would do that. Whether the Steelers have Schobert and Bush on the field or whether they have Robert Spillane on the field. So that's kind of a no-brainer, I thought. His ability to get open, his ability to make things happen in the running game really was a big difference in that game for me. Keenan Allen was dangerous all game. Mike Williams had his moments, including late. But mm-hmm. I thought Eckler's ability to sort of control things both in the run game and in the passing game, making a few big plays, I thought, he was one of the biggest reasons they won. Of course, Justin Herbert in there with the scrambling, too, that goes without saying. But Eckler's a really good player, and they just didn't have anyone to match up with.
I will give the Steelers coaches credit for this. They learned their lesson. They did not match up linebackers the entire game on Keenan Allen, which was a problem a couple of years ago here at Heinz Field in the Chargers. They actually pulled off the comeback, though, in that game, Chris. They didn't just make it close. They actually finished the job in that game. Do the coaches get a free pass because of all the injuries on defense, Ray? The yards, the points, the Herbert, both as a dual threat. Do Mike Tomlin and Keith Butler get a free pass because the stars didn't play?
No, I'm not going to give the defensive coaches a pass, Tony. But, from the very beginning, given all the absences, you knew this was going to be a game where the offense had to score points for them to be in it. I mean, they weren't going to be able to keep up. I mean, I looked down on the field a couple of times, and Henry Mondu, Daniel Archibong with the defensive linemen, they had like Arthur Mollett and Akello Witherspoon in the game. I mean, they basically had four guys who weren't even active for the previous month. In there in crucial situations. So I knew it was going to be tough for the defense. I'm not going to give them a pass, but, you know, I thought the offense had to win this game. I thought they had a chance to win this game. I really wasn't a big fan of some of the play calling and goal to go situations, and especially guys, when you get the ball with 3:43 on the clock and you throw it three consecutive times. I thought that was the biggest sequence in the game. I thought they completely mismanaged that whole scenario.
Do you think that's a free pass because of the Najee injury?
No, I mean, Benny Snell's an NFL player. Kalen Balazs is an NFL player. You get the ball left with 3:43 in a tie game. Bring your heavy personnel in there. And I'm not saying you can't throw it, but I'm saying shove it down their throats. You've got the momentum. You got them off balance. You came back from that big deficit. I would have taken the air out of the ball there. At least run some clock off. At least run some clock. Get one first down, even if you're going to kick a field goal, and then put it on your defensive shoulders. I don't know if they would have been able to hold Justin Herbert to a field goal there. I don't even know the way they were playing. They very easily could have scored a touchdown, but I just thought they made it way too easy. And, they had to run the ball in that scenario. They had to at least take more than 20 seconds off the clock, and they obviously didn't do that.
Ray, why are they allergic to putting in heavy personnel, extra tackle, bunch of tight ends, and the fullback? I know they did it, but it was
the
only
one time they did it. It worked.
Oh, I know. It was after four failed plays where a pass interference kind of bailed them out. But why are they so averse? Why is Matt Canada so averse to running heavy personnel, saying, yeah, you know what's coming, but we dare you to stop it?
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't believe it. The one time Ray McLeod was out there, I think the ball was on the 2-yard line. You know, Watts on the bench, Banner's on the bench. And I'm not saying that Banner is going to necessarily be a difference maker in that game, but you know, you do have that jumbo personnel that you can use in those situations. And for whatever reason, they wanted to be finesse down there. That stuff they were running with Chase Claypool wasn't working.
Nope.
Didn't work on the first drive. It didn't work late. They were very lucky to get that pass interference penalty on fourth down to give them a new set of downs, or they would have been even more embarrassed.
Ray, so, I don't get what Matt Canada's goal is. Does he feel like if they just run the obvious play and it happens to work, that isn't a positive enough reflection on him? I mean, the Chargers have more talent than the Steelers offensively and a better quarterback. When they got the ball down and goal to go, or close to anywhere near the goal line, they handed it off to Austin Ekeler. They did the most basic thing imaginable.
Yeah, and I know this wasn't the situation when Najee was being evaluated for a concussion, but early in the game, we all know the offensive line isn't getting it done. You know, you could see, you know, there were some holes, but they weren't pushing the Chargers off the ball. As hard as that is to believe, the worst rush defense in the league, they weren't getting it done. But, guys, here's the thing. Najee Harris, the reason they drafted Najee Harris is because he can get yards after contact. He can make something out of nothing. So you could be on the 5-yard line. You cannot block the play up all that well, and he could still get you down to the 3, down to the 2, down to the 1.
Yep.
And them just not even trying it just really leaves a bad taste in my mouth. And I just continually, game after game, guys, I walk away scratching my head wondering what they're trying to do down there.
So you were there, so you're able to see the entire field from inside the stadium. And it looked, at least they were saying on TV, all the Chargers are playing the safeties deep. They're inviting the Steelers to run the ball. And a few times the Steelers would take this is not at the goal line. This is just in, you know, inside, you know, between the 20s, Ray. You know, they're inviting the run. Steelers are taking them up on the offer, but they're only getting 3 yards a clip. And so I concluded from that, boy, this is probably, and we felt this way in September, this is the worst the Steelers' offensive line has performed in the run blocking in a long time. And it left me scratching my head about Kendrick Green especially right now, Ray. I mean, I know he's got a lot on his plate because he's got to set the protections and everything, but it's like he snaps the ball and then he's right in Ben Roethlisberger's lap, or he's practically bouncing off Najee Harris because he's getting killed. I mean, I just don't see. Yeah. What are they doing with him right now, Ray?
Yeah, he's having a tough time. I don't know if you guys, out in L.A., I got the early game. I got the Packers and the Vikings game. The Vikings center was getting blown up the entire game, too. And they were still able to make some things happen. You know, Dalvin Cook had his moments in that game. But what I'm telling you is it happens to a lot of centers, but with Kendrick Green, he's not going to get any taller. This has to be the most important offseason of that guy's entire professional career. There's a lot riding on it. He's got to get a heck of a lot stronger than he is. They invested a third-round draft pick in him. So if he's the reason they're not running the ball, then shame on them. You know, they have to have a competent professional center in there to run the ball in certain situations. And I just think handing the ball off to Najee Harris 12 times and what the other guys have combined 5 or 6 times, that's just not good enough against the NFL's worst rush defense.
I mean, it's just hard not to think about, Ray, that they could have maybe traded out of that 24 or – Yeah, traded out of spot 24, still drafted Creed Humphrey, who's, I think, right now, according to PFF, their highest-graded center, and he looks every bit the part. Still gotten Freiermuth, and then maybe still gotten a solid running back who'd be running behind a better line, because I know it's just
one
man.
Well, if they're going to use Najee this way,
right? But
you're
if it's
right.
If it's just one man, like, I get people saying, well, you know, how much better can one center be? But if the center is the one who's getting every play blown up, that could be a huge impact.
Yeah, I mean, I like Najee so much that I want him on my football team for the next 4 years after this one. So I'm not going to say they erred in their decision to draft Najee Harris at number 24 overall, but the last couple of years they haven't done a good enough job of stockpiling linemen, getting other linemen ready to play. And I think, you know, I know we're all going to talk about the quarterback after the season ends. They better look at offensive linemen, and they better look at offensive linemen early. I know you got to draft in the top 15 to get a really good left tackle. I understand that, but you can get good right tackles late in the first, early in the second round, middle of the second round. You can get good guards second round, third round. They really have to address that position this offseason, because here we are still, 10 games into the season. We're talking about how they're new emphasis on the running game. They're going to do this. They're going to do that. Well, they're not all that much better, are they?
Ray, you mentioned right tackle there. Zach Banner's got a deal that pays him $9.5 million over 2 years. What is happening there?
Correct me if I'm wrong. I would have to look at spot track over the cap. I think they can get out of that contract with Zach. There would be a minimal dead cap hit, if I'm not mistaken. I haven't looked at that recently, so... You know, I mean, Zach is 28 years old now. He's only got a couple of starts on his resume. I mean, I wish the guy well. I wish he had a chance to start the last couple of years, but it just hasn't worked out. And I think what you learn from this year, it's not necessarily his fault, but you got to bring young, talented players in here, bring some 22, 23-year-old guys in. I don't know, you know, going the route of the 28-year-old vets, that whole thing, you know, maybe Trey Turner. I think Trey Turner is their best offensive lineman. Maybe you bring him back on the cheap if he's willing to come back. But, you know, for me, guys, if you got a chance to draft some good linemen early, I really don't care who's on your roster. I think you need to rebuild that entire line and get better and get younger up front.
You know, let me give you another one then. You know, I agree with what you're saying about their offensive line's lack of talent and that they obviously need to make that better regardless of who the quarterback is next year or offensive coordinator. But how about this, Ray? How about their corners without Joe Hayden? They didn't give him a contract extension. He can walk after this year. And, yeah, Sutton's a nice player. But how about the guys behind him? I mean, you've got razor-thin depth at the position. And you still don't trust Justin Lane, a third-round pick, to play last night, other than special teams?
Did you see them picking on Witherspoon?
Of course. As soon as he got out there, Herbert said, "All right, here's where's Waldo going to go right
Fresh
at him,
meat, chum in the water."
Yep, they found their duck and they found him early, and they scored on that first drive. So I mean, listen, they need a defensive end too. They need a corner probably early in the draft. The good thing is they got this $50 million or so under the cap. They can't afford to go out and make some moves in free agency to strengthen them in certain positions. I don't know if that's going to be a corner. My guess, you know, given the way they've drafted corners over the years, maybe they would go the free agent route. Maybe they would get a corner. Hey, maybe Joe Hayden comes back for $9 or $10 million a year. Or maybe they go out and get a good 27-year-old free agent corner who's going to make some nice cash. Maybe they'd go that route.
Well, why not just keep Hilton around then? I mean, why not just keep one of your own? They could have used the, they can't get pressure to save their lives last night. That would have kept Justin Herbert maybe thinking twice on every play. What's this guy going to do?
Yeah, I mean, Hilton's a nice player. He's a great in run support, great as a pass rusher. They never really liked him in coverage, guys. And you know how much Mike Tomlin likes to play coverage nowadays, rush four and play coverage. That was not Mike Hilton's strength. So I'm not arguing with you. I think they have missed Mike Hilton. But when you're talking about the way they want to play down the road, and again, you know, getting younger, you got to pick your spots. You're going to pay Minka. You already paid TJ Watt. You got to get younger in some spots. So I wouldn't be surprised at all early, guys. Offensive line, first couple of rounds. Defensive line, first couple of rounds. Cornerback, first couple of rounds, assuming you don't take a quarterback and you go with, you know, whoever's on your roster or a free agent that's out there.
Ray Fittipaldo, he was in L.A. to watch the Steelers lose a close one to the Chargers last night. Read his grades over at thepostgazette.com. Thank you, Ray.
All right, guys. Talk to you later.
Did that not feel like a very ominous sort of roster breakdown there?
Yeah.
And I remember saying this offseason, and I'm not going to name names, but like reading things about like, hey, there were a lot of questions about the Steelers roster and look how they filled their holes. They haven't.
Well, so some of those things will get fixed defensively when Hayden and Watt come back, and you can fill those holes now. The offensive line stuff, when Ray's talking about the draft, that is the next time they're going to have a chance to get better at that position, and that does them no help or no good for the rest of this year.
No.
For the 2021 Steelers.
Kendrick Green's supposed to hit the weight room. You know the kid I'm talking about, the kid from Iowa who's supposed to be like
he'll be gone by the time the Steelers pick.
Top 10 pick?
Yeah, I think so. Or top 15.
What if they're picking around? What if they're picking around 15?
Yeah, well,
would you take him?
Well, who's their quarterback, Malzi?
Well, the way Ben talked after yesterday, he thinks it's going to be him.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.